This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Former President Donald Trump has been elected president again, according to a race call by the Associated Press. Trump won the key states of Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, with a combined 29 electoral votes to clinch the 270 necessary to win the presidency. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump still has not been held accountable for the January 6th insurrection when Trump left the White House.
Listen, I was sitting in a Senate chamber when the police came in and told us to leave for fear of our lives. And what happened? 150 law enforcement agents were attacked. I'll never forget that day as long as I live. He has not been held accountable as he should be for that terrible thing.
Despite the nationwide win for Trump, Illinois proved once again to be a deeply blue state. The Associated Press declared Vice President Kamala Harris as the top vote-getter in Illinois less than an hour after the polls closed last night. Harris won Illinois with 53.3% of the vote. That's a little less than Democratic support in the past two previous presidential elections. In 2020, Joe Biden won the state with 57.5% of the vote. Hillary Clinton won with 55.8% of the vote in 2016. Cook County Democrats have been stumping for Harris in swing states in recent weeks, knowing Illinois voters would show in force for Harris. Chicagoans cast their votes yesterday for the city's first ever elected school board. The results are mixed. None of the big players were able to pull off a decisive win. With nearly all precincts counted, the Chicago Teachers Union, the Charter School Advocates, and the Independents effectively split the 10 school board seats evenly. But Union President Stacey Davis Gates was not concerned they only came out ahead in four races.
These people in this room can count because by my count, we might have, 16 out of 21?
Voters are filling 10 seats on the 21-member board. Longtime Union ally Mayor Brandon Johnson will appoint the remaining 11 seats. In the race for Cook County's top prosecutor, Democrat Eileen O'Neill Burke coasted to victory over Republican Bob Fioretti. When O'Neill Burke took the stage of her campaign celebration, she brought up the death of police officer Enrique Martinez, fatally shot Monday night during a Southside traffic stop.
I know that was a gut punch to so many of us.
She pointed out that her father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all Chicago cops.
I promise you this. I will work tirelessly as your state's attorney. We can get assault weapons off the street. We can make this community safer for everyone.
O'Neill Burke replaces state's attorney Kim Fox December 1st. Democratic incumbent Congressman Eric Sorensen has won the race for Illinois' 17th district. The congressional district covers a large swath of land, including bigger cities and college towns like Rockford and Bloomington Normal. The former TV meteorologist thanked his supporters at his watch party in downtown Moline.
You know, it's my job to keep my families in my district and in my coverage area safe and prepare for what was ahead. And that's exactly what I'm doing in Congress. Making sure that our hometowns are ready for what's ahead.
The congressman promised to strengthen the local workforce, combat climate change, and secure reproductive rights. Sorensen celebrated with his supporters at his watch party last night. Some more things you should know today. An advisory referendum that would call for a new tax on Illinois millionaires to fund property tax relief statewide passed. The plan to impose a 3% tax on earnings over $1 million drew support from 60.3% of voters. That's an estimate from the Associated Press. AP called the yes vote a win last night. Lawmakers would have to put a constitutional amendment on the 2026 ballot to implement the plan. Two other advisory ballot questions were also passed by Illinois voters. One encourages civil penalties if a candidate interferes with election workers. The other says health insurance carriers should cover medically assisted reproductive treatments, including in vitro fertilization. Chicago police say they're still looking for the person who allegedly shot and killed two men at one of Illinois' busiest tourist attractions yesterday afternoon. Police say the shooting at Navy Pier was the result of a workplace dispute. They think the shooter was a disgruntled former employee who killed two of his ex-coworkers. Today's weather. it will be overcast with a high in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies and a high in the upper 50s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. It helps other people find it. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.